you may have to force a plateau to stabilize so that when you do have these massive amounts of, you know, sales come in or something amazing and magical happens in your business, you are prepared.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline Snyder, and this is the Product Boss Podcast. I've helped launch and grow thousands of product-based businesses, even one of my own. And over the last 20 years, I've seen behind the scenes of businesses just like yours. Whether they are makers, manufacturers, artists, or food and beverage businesses, I have spent so many hours studying it all. I've discovered what makes them successful. What are mistakes they could avoid? How did they turn an idea into a successful business? And what are strategies they have used to make more sales and be discovered by more customers? This is what this show is all about. Whether you're just starting out or you're looking to become a million-dollar product boss, I'm here to give you the permission to chase your dreams, no matter how big or small. All you need is the right mindset, a little courage, strategy, and support, and you too can be the next million-dollar product boss. Let's do this.
Hey, product boss. When you're first starting a business, you want to ensure you have the correct systems in place. And what better system to have than a CRM that scales right along with you? That's exactly what HubSpot does. From marketing and sales to support and content and everything in between, HubSpot's all-in-one customer platform has you covered so you can boost your revenue and focus on what matters most to you, improving your customer's experience. They offer 24/7 customer support, integrations with more than 1,500 of today's most popular apps, and a huge collection of constantly evolving resources. Plus, with HubSpot's Startups program, you can save 30 to 90%. To see if you're eligible to join the HubSpot for Startups program and take your growth to the next level, visit hubspot.com/startups. Hey, product boss, and welcome back to another episode. I am super excited about this one. This episode has been something that I have been thinking about a lot. Now, if you know me at all, you know that I am a part of several masterminds, and it's a conversation that came up in one of the mastermind retreats that I was in, where I am actually a member of the mastermind. Someone else is facilitating it and putting the group together. Now, you also may know that I have been running masterminds since basically the Product Boss was invented back in 2017. So it's also something that I see that's coming up a lot in our group. People are talking about it, and I'm also paying attention and seeing that, you know, there's one of two ways in which we can go, right? There's one of two ways in which I feel like people get stuck. So they're either stuck in a plateau or they're trying to leave it, right? There's like these two ways that we can go when we're here. And, you know, I think that this hits at so many points throughout our businesses, at different revenue levels, at different things that happen in our business. You know, there might be a point that like something amazing and lucky and magical happens in our business. And we're like, oh my goodness, like we got to go, you know, like we got to make things happen. Like our business wasn't kind of ready for this. And we got to figure out like, what do we have to do next? But then there's also a lot of us that we kind of feel like we hit this ceiling. We hit a plateau where we're like, well, we keep trying things and we keep trying to do this thing and that thing, whatever. And for some reason, the metrics aren't changing, right? For some reason, I feel stuck at this number. I feel stuck at this place in my business. So I want to dig into that a little bit today as we talk about, you know, are you stuck in a plateau or are you trying to leave it? And like I said, this happens at so many different revenue levels, but you know, thinking about this, like I think the first level is like, what can we do to get people to that first $100,000 mark, right? How do you become a $100,000 business, a six-figure business? But then what happens when you become a six-figure business? You hit your first 100,000. Maybe you make it to 250,000, a quarter of $1 million business, a half million, on your way to 1 million. Once you hit 1 million, you know, maybe it's like, can I get to 2 million, 3 million, 10 million, right? I know these numbers sound big or amazing or exciting, or some of you might even be scared. But the thing is if you are growing a business, we're always looking at data and math and looking at like, how are we going to grow our companies? And we don't know. We don't know how big it's going to grow. We know that I think what I know and what I see my masterminders experience is we know the kind of life that they want. So more than the revenue, because sometimes the number and the revenue is really just like a vanity number. What I do know, what I see my masterminders talk a lot about is like, what does their life look like? What does their time look like? What are they getting back for everything they've put into their company? And so a lot of times as we're climbing in our business, you know, that first $100,000 you've made in your company, you're kind of figuring out, okay, is this a viable product? Does it sell? Like, is this what I want to make? And then you make this decision, do I want to keep growing it? And a lot of us do want to keep growing it. Maybe like I talk about, you know, the first time I realized we could have a $1 million company, we'd only ever had a $90,000 a year business. But I was like, could we make $1 million? Maybe we could make $1 million. And I had to start to believe, I had to just say it. I had to just put it out there. I didn't know how to do it yet. I had to just put it out there. I had a point to like I call it a North Star, right? I had this North Star that I was directing my compass towards. And I was like, how do we get to $1 million? How do we have that $1 million breakthrough? And so I pointed my compass there. I didn't know how to get there. I just knew that's where I wanted to go. So it's really important, I think, whatever level you're at, that we look, we have a North Star and we think about, where do we want to go? And the secondary part of it is when I have that business that I'm looking to get, will it give me the lifestyle that I'm hoping for, right? Not working for somebody else, time freedom. Maybe you want to pick your kids up from school every day. Maybe you want to travel on vacations. And, you know, for me and my family, everything I work towards is for time freedom. But the time freedom comes at a point of, I love to work too, but it's when my kids have time off from school, I want to be able to travel with them. That's like a big thing for me. I love travel. I grew up traveling because I'm first generation American. So we'd go back to see our families, right? And so I want my kids to experience a lot of what I experienced. And that's like dedicated time together. So while I may be a mom who works and I might work really late some nights and I might not on other nights, the goal here is that I know what I want for my life and my business and personal plus business. And that's the same for you. Right? So we're going to talk about all of these things and how to break through it. But I just want to kind of first dig into stuck on a plateau or not. Now, if you have reached that $1 million revenue level, or you're $100,000 to $1 million or beyond, and you know, you're like, huh, what's this mastermind, Jacqueline? I am enrolling for our spring cohort, our Inner Circle Mastermind. We are taking applications right now. So if you are, you know, six-figure business from 100,000 up to 1 million and beyond, and you're like, I would love to apply for this mastermind, you can head to theproductbossmastermind.com. You can get your application in now for our Inner Circle Mastermind. Our applications are closing in March 22nd. If you're listening to this in the future, you can always get an application in. And if we have spots for the next cohort, we'd love to take a look at your application. But if you're like, yes, I want this for the spring right now, let's do this, I'd love to see your application come in. All right, so let's jump in. So, you know, I think the first step here is we have to think about, have we hit a plateau? So we really have to identify our current position, right? Are we in a plateau? Are we at a spot where like, we keep trying things and things aren't happening and I'm trying to sell and I don't know what's happening, right? We have to kind of like take a look at that. So I'd love for you to create an honest assessment of your business, right? Are your sales consistent, but they're no longer growing? Is the business model relying too heavily on a strategy that maybe used to work but doesn't work anymore? So recently, I just coached one of our masterminders on this. She has had a very successful business since she started. I think her business makes close to $1 million a year. She manufactures overseas. She has a small but mighty team. Other people would look at that and they would say like, wow, like you've got an amazing business, but she feels like she's stuck in a plateau. She's like, you know what? I'm trying all the things I did. Last year, I did better than this year because we are in a weird economy as well. As if she's looking for the things that will kind of get the engines revved back up, right? She's looking at this and she's saying, okay, my sales are consistent, but I'm not growing. Or maybe you're looking at it and saying like, my sales are actually dipping. Not only am I not growing, my sales are dipping. And also, what was she doing before? So as I was kind of coaching her on one of our hot seat calls, because in our mastermind, we have hot seat calls where masterminders ask me really like strategic questions. I go in and I coach them. And then the whole group, the masterminders, get to give feedback as well, right? Because a mastermind is truly about many minds meeting in one. Napoleon Hill says, when two minds come together, it creates a third mind. And that's kind of the premise of a mastermind. So imagine being surrounded by really smart humans that are giving you your feedback on your company. So here's some things I wanted her to reflect on, and I would love for you to think about this as well for yourself, okay? So you're going to ask yourself, are my sales consistent? Are they dipping, right? Are they no longer growing? And what are my strategies that I'm using now that maybe feel like they used to work, but they're not working? Then the other thing is like, have you seen any sort of pattern that happens in your business that makes you realize that you did hit a plateau? Are you finding it challenging to introduce new products or expand? And does your day-to-day operation feel more like maintaining rather than growing? So in a mastermind that I am in, we were getting coached by our mentor. And I remember one of my friends, Stephanie, she was sitting there and she's like, okay, I had a quantum year last year. I had this quantum leap, like she jumped her business. I don't know if she went from like 2 million to 4 million or something, but she like had this really big jump in her business. She was like, I had this quantum leap. And she also sold a portion of her business. It was really cool what she did last year. She's like, so how do I have another quantum leap this year? And we all started chuckling. We're like, not every year is meant to have massive quantum leaps. Some years are meant to stabilize, right? So what I want you to also reflect on is, am I at a plateau or is this a point in my business that I need to hit this plateau because I need to stabilize before I can get to that next growth? Or am I stabilized, but for some reason, my marketing and my sales are just kind of stagnant? So you really want to reflect on this and think about and assess in your business, what is actually happening? Have I hit a plateau? Is it something that like sales and marketing are dropping? Have I hit a plateau and there's something I need to stabilize? So I say this because, so Stephanie, we all chuckled because we're like, Stephanie, you can't have a quantum leap every year. She's like, well, can I? So we're like, all right, let's you know, mastermind and figure this out. Now I have another student. She's actually in my Inner Circle Mastermind. And she last year blew up on TikTok. She started posting and she doesn't have the most followers in the world, but she goes viral often. And all of a sudden, she had made like $200,000 selling her paper stationery products in like 4 months on TikTok alone. Okay. It was something bonkers where she never, ever, ever expected the virality to cause her business to grow so fast. So also when you're doing this and you're making these big moves, and I kind of talked about this as well, like, are you at a forced plateau because we need to stabilize? Another thing I want you to think about, for her, she's got more sales than she can handle right now. Her company is not stabilized. So she may need to either very quickly figure out, well, what do I need to do in this business? How do I stabilize? And that's actually why she joined the mastermind. She first joined Multi-Stream Machine. Then she joined me inside the mastermind because she's like, oh, well, I have all these marketing and sales strategies through Multi-Stream Machine. I actually can't handle any more sales until I have a team that can handle the sales, the influx, the growth. So I also want you to think about that, right? You might be hitting a plateau and wanting more sales, or you may have to force a plateau to stabilize so that when you do have these massive amounts of, you know, sales come in or something amazing and magical happens in your business, you are prepared, right? Because what will happen is the company can crumble and break underneath that as well. So I'll say that I've been coaching two of our masterminders, our Inner Circle masterminders on this right now. One that's really hit a plateau and we're strategizing like, what can she do differently right now when it comes to marketing to boost up her sales? And then the other masterminder that has had her quantum leaps, right? She's grown so quickly and we actually do need her to pause for a sec and stabilize her business so that she can keep growing. She actually had a meeting with Amazon. Amazon came to her. This is again, what happens inside of this mastermind. Amazon came to her and was like, hey, you're doing so well in this category. We can give you some other products to do in a similar category and we can get you to $4 million in sales on Amazon alone. Amazon came to her and told her the products to create. It's kind of bonkers, right? So then her and I were going back and forth about that because again, when you have a mastermind that you're in, and this happened for me when I was in one, and you know, for her is like, you know, when we're alone and we're trying to make these decisions, you're kind of making them, you're not sure. And I'm going to jump into that as my next thing, right? So we were going back and forth on, okay, what would she need to set up to be able to handle a $4 million business on Amazon alone? Does she want to do that? Is she ready? And if and when she is, I'm here to support her through it as well. Right? But again, she knows that she cannot take any other sales on until she stabilizes. Okay? All right. So that was the first part, right? The first part was like recognizing where you are in your business, identifying your current position, and doing an honest assessment of your business. Now, the second place we're going to move to and think about is a mindset shift. Someone who actually joined me inside the Inner Circle Mastermind was like, is there a mindset component? I'm in a mastermind right now, and there's a mindset coach, and that's someone we go to. And I was like, you know, I do bring in my life coach, and from the things that I know, right, there's definitely some mindset stuff. But I was like, a lot of times people don't believe, they won't go like, oh, I'm going to join that mastermind for the mindset. It's typically something that starts to get revealed, something that starts to get excavated, right? As we start to do our own self-reflection, because the first part was like, I wanted you to self-reflect and assess your business. The second part is to reflect and assess yourself. And it's not something that you necessarily can sell, right? People aren't like, yeah, unless I was a mindset coach or I was, you know, and I was teaching that and you all came. No, you all came to me to teach you how to grow your businesses, how to make and sell products, right? How to grow beautiful product-based businesses. And I'll talk about the mindset and you'll be like, yeah, yep, I'm the one in the way. But the thing is that's not necessarily the thing you believe right away that is the thing that's going to shift it. But this is probably one of the biggest changes I've made to myself in the past. I'd say, truthfully, since 2019, I've really dug in to this. I would say 2019 is when I've really worked on my mindset shift, right? And that's how I got to my $1 million growth. And it would kind of be the same thing for you. So what we have to do here, okay, this next part of thinking, are we stuck in our plateau? Are we trying to leave it? Is, are you overcoming the comfort of the plateau, right? Or are you overcoming the fear of growth? So this can go two ways, right? Because a lot of times, and what I do know, what I do see, and I've done it myself, so is that we're the biggest roadblock in the way of our success. It's us. Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me, right? My friend Taylor Swift. And by friend, I mean not, but she doesn't realize how much I quote her. No. Taylor Swift, that's a line from her, you know, hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. It's true. We are our own biggest problem because there's so many psychological barriers that will prevent us from taking risks that are necessary for growth. Hey, hey, Product Boss. It is podcast recommendation time. This month, I'm all about the DTC Pod, hosted by Ramon Berrios and Blaine Bullis, which is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. DTC Pod is all about direct-to-consumer topics and covers everything from starting, growing, and optimizing e-commerce stores and direct-to-consumer brands. I absolutely loved the recent episode they did with Rosalie of Wild Wonder, who digs deeper into how she was able to bootstrap her multi-million-dollar beverage company. Rosa also dives into their omni-channel approach and how her brand continues to stand out in a crowded market. Sound familiar? Sounds a little bit like multi-stream machine. It works, my friends. All right, so you'll definitely leave feeling inspired. So go check it out. Remember, it's proof it can be done. Listen to DTC Pod wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, hey, Product Boss. So if you are a six-figure, multi-six-figure, on your way to seven figures, or even cross that seven-figure mark, Product Boss, ears up. Now, listen, I was recently in a session with one of my masterminders in the inner circle, which is Julie. And she said, Jacqueline, I literally feel like I am building a castle on top of IKEA furniture. And I added that IKEA furniture has a few leftover screws that you don't know where they go, right? It's this thing where you're building something amazing and beautiful, but you're so afraid that at any moment, it could all come crashing down. And that's because a lot of times, as we're learning, as we've crossed that six-figure mark, we've hit multi-six, we're heading to seven or even cross seven, we're still just figuring it out, right? We're still figuring out how to do this, how to scale the business, how to grow a team, how to
be with our families and spend time doing the things we love, how to manage these amazing opportunities that come our way, how to keep leaping and growing. But the thing is that you can't expect us to know this and do this all on our own. People aren't meant to do this. And I'll tell you, the biggest shift and change that I ever had in my business was a decade into running my business by myself, alone, complaining to my husband, and he could not help me. And then I found a coach who told me she had a mastermind, and I joined it. And finally, I felt like I could breathe. I felt like all that pressure was off of my chest. And I was like, finally, people I can talk to who just get it and who just get me. So if you have crossed that six-figure mark, if you're in the six figures, multi-six, seven-figure business, and you are looking for that relief and that support and that strategy, and to be surrounded by other product people doing the same thing that you want to do and going in the same direction, then I invite you to join me inside of the Inner Circle Mastermind. Yep, this is my Inner Circle Mastermind. It's the thing I love so much in this business. I've been doing it for the past 7 years, working closely with those of you inside of my masterminds. And so this is for you if any of this has applied. And I'd love to see your application come through. So right now we're taking applications for a limited time. Once the spots fill up, they're full, and you'll have to wait for someone to drop out or for another cohort to come up. So if you are interested in enrolling in this cohort that's kicking off in April, all you have to do is head to theproductbossmastermind.com, get that application done. It takes just about 5 minutes, and then I will review it, my team will review it, and then we cannot wait to get back to you and see you join us inside. So now back to the show. So some questions to ask yourself. So one would be, what fears or beliefs are holding you back from making bold moves? Let me say that again. What fears or beliefs are holding you back from making bold moves? What's getting in your way, right? There's a lot of noise and nonsense in our minds. A lot. It's not possible. I don't know enough. I'm not good at business. People won't be able to do the things that I do. There's no way this company could grow and scale. I can't possibly work more hours. You know, these fears are from what we know. And they're fears of what we don't know. My husband always says this to me because he is such a beam of hope. He's more of a glass half full sort of person. I'm more of a glass half empty. And when you listen to me on the podcast, I'm probably my most hopeful self, because when I coach people, I have such hope for all y'all. But for me, it's hard. And I think that's, you know, really similar, you know, like for so many different people. And the thing I want to say about that is that there's a lot of noise and nonsense that gets in the way. And I knew this at some point where I had finally built a million-dollar business. Like back in 2020, we built a million-dollar business, and I started having panic attacks, anxiety attacks. I was staying at my in-law's house because it was during the pandemic, and I would like just have to walk out of the house. I'd walk into the woods. And at one point, I'm not lying, I hid behind a rock. I was like, really, I just needed to get grounded and like touch the ground and like be grounded. But I was losing it. Panic attacks, if you've ever had them, I'm like, it comes out of nowhere. I can't, you know, your body starts to just, it's just really hard to come out of it. And I was like, why am I having panic attacks? Like, finally, my business has made this money I never even knew I could ever make. And now I'm freaking out. It was because I did not have the capacity to hold that one. I was safe, right? Wow, I had built a business that actually really proved to be really successful. I was doing better than, like, you know, 97.5% of women-owned businesses in the world or in the States. And I was finally doing well. My brain didn't even know how to handle safety. And at the same time, my brain thought it's all going to go away, because that's what my brain does. So the thing that I'll tell you is that when you start to figure yourself out, you start to do that internal reflection, that internal honest assessment, you could start to say, what part of me is getting in the way? Am I scared of growing? Am I doubting myself? Like, what part of me, what fears or beliefs are holding you back from making the moves you need to make? What's getting in the way? We get scared, and that's okay. We just have to assess. Another question to ask yourself is, how can shifting your mindset from like a maintenance mode to a growth mode transform your approach? So some of us
are at a plateau because we're thinking, okay, this feels safe. I don't want to grow up much more than this. I'm good with this, right? So that might be in maintenance mode. Others of us are, we've hit this plateau and we're like, why am I still stuck in this plateau? How do I grow it? But we don't necessarily know what to do next. And then some of us are already in growth mode, but we actually have to shift back to maintenance mode before we can make that next quantum leap. So you really want to think about this. Where are you, you know, in this range and what needs to happen? And if you don't know what to do, this is when and why you would work. You know, that's why I'm in 3 masterminds this year. I'm in a major growth mode. I bought this company last year from someone I built this company with, right? There is a lot of things that I have my own mindset stuff. I've got my own journey to go on. I'm running a team. I have, the business is a really big business. We have tens of thousands of students. I have so many different things that I have to keep learning about and be supported as I make these transformations and changes. So the groups that I'm a part of, you know, one is a digital marketing mastermind. So it's kind of in the realm of some of the stuff that I do with like podcasters and people who have courses and masterminds and their coaches. I'm in one that is with moms making 7 figures and beyond. 7-8-figure businesses that are moms. So I'm really looking to that group to kind of keep working on myself at the same time as growing my business. And I'm in another one with a New York Times bestselling author that I wanted to kind of learn from him. It was a different room. I wanted to get uncomfortable. I wanted to be around somebody who had, you know, a humongous business and multiple books. And I was like, what can I learn from this person? How can I surround myself with people that are a little bit uncomfortable, but it's going to shift me? Because I am constantly working on getting out of the comfort of what keeps me kind of in one place and always working on how do I overcome these barriers? How do I take risks that are necessary for growth, right? How do I know what to do when I need to stabilize or get in maintenance mode or when I'm ready for growth mode? And I wouldn't be able to do that if I didn't have mentors to turn to. And honestly, I don't just want a coach that's like just going to coach me, whatever. I actually want to crowdsource the information and be like, what's happening for multiple people, right? Like what's happening around me? Because the thing is like a coach, this is like a little bit of a side, but since I'm in these masterminds, you might be like, why are you in so many masterminds? If I had hired any of these people as just my coach, I would be getting their information, which is great, right? Because I'm a coach as well. I'd be getting their information from their frameworks and I'd be learning directly from them. When I joined a mastermind back, my very, very, very first mastermind that I joined, I think was in 2016, like a decade into having my business. And the thing I fell in love with, which is why the Product Boss started on it, was that I could crowdsource. So what did that mean? That meant that, like, let's say the market seems weird or something happens, right? You have a launch and you're selling your products and for some reason it didn't go as normal. If it was just me coaching, I'd give you my opinions. I'd give you what I could teach you on based on my own knowledge and probably what I've learned from coaching other people or being in the industry or, you know, being an expert. But you know what's cool? When you're surrounded by like 20 other people who are also selling to products right now, are also in launches that have customers that have different ways of doing stuff. And they can be like, you know what? I was having the same problem, but I tried this and this really worked. That's what's happening right now in our mastermind. There's something with ads, for example. Our masterminders are at a level that they can run ads. They have proven businesses, proven products. They can keep up with the scaling of it. So a lot of them work with ads teams, ad companies, or some of them run them themselves. I don't believe everyone should run it themselves, but we have one person in there that is so good at ads and ad campaign. She's just an expert. Like she could have her own ad agency. Other people are like, well, I'm trying it, but it's not working. So I'm like, well, you need to go probably work with an agency. Now, in that conversation, we in this mastermind, the Inner Circle Mastermind, my mastermind, you know, a couple of the product people were like, hey, I'm running ads. I'm having a really bad return on my ad spend, or this is happening, or I'm working with this ad agency and things aren't working out the way I want it to do. And then one of my masterminders jumped in and was like, hey, let me look at your ads account. Let me, you know, let's hop on a Zoom. Let me look at your ads account. I can tell you what I see and what I don't see and maybe where you should shift. And she said to another person, hey, it looks like you're running this kind of ad, but you should maybe run this other kind of ad because that will be cheaper for you and acquire more customers. This is what's happening. You can crowdsource information from people that have like boots on the ground and are actually doing it, which leads me to like the third part of when you're thinking about like, am I in this plateau and how do I break through, are the strategies. This is the part that we're all looking for. This is the part that we were going to pay for, right? The like, sign me up if you have the strategy to break through my plateau. So some of the things that we do talk about, right? And we're talking about strategies are, you know, innovative marketing tactics, right? Things that we're going to do for marketing, marketing strategies that could help, you know, elevate the brand, attract new customers. Because what's happening a lot of times is we're maybe not bringing in enough new customers, or we're not getting our current customers to buy again as fast as they should, or to become, you know, raving fans. So we always have to think about our customer acquisition and our customer retention. And then how do we do that through marketing? The other thing to think about when we're thinking about our products, and this is kind of what happened for my Amazon, well, the TikTok/Amazon student, is product innovation and diversification. When you start to hit multiple six figures, $1 million, multiple $1 million, this is when, and you don't hear me talk about this a lot, but this is when we start to innovate and diversify. When you have proven products, you know how to run your business, you've got customers, you know what your customers want, then we have to think about the evolution of our businesses, right? What are the new niches? And a lot of times we can come up with that. I remember one of my Inner Circle Masterminders came up with an idea like, what if I add this? You know, and that was one of her hot seat questions. She's like, I'm thinking about adding this to my business, to my product innovation, to my like other products because I want to sell more. And we all got to poke holes in it and be like, well, that's like kind of a left field product and your customers aren't coming to you for that. And, you know, maybe it's this. And so we got to go back and forth, whether it was me or the other masterminders in the group, where we were talking about the evolution of the product line, right? What are the new niches that she could explore? And we got to bounce that idea back and forth. It brought more clarity. And it allowed for her to have more strategy for her breakthrough. And another thing to talk about when you're thinking about how do I break through is your operations. Thinking about how do you streamline your operations? How do you, what technology can you be using? What people can you be using? Because if you want to grow, and this is what I said, whether you're hitting a plateau and you can't make more sales, you don't know what else to do, or it's a forced plateau, because we need to get our operations intact. The idea here, and especially at every level of growth, when you hit that six-figure, multi-six, seven on your way to eight figures, operations shift and change. And so it's really great to think about that and have these strategies to break through and actually to learn from people who have done it. And I think that's one of the best things about me surrounding myself in masterminds, whether I'm working, because I'll first pick a mastermind based on who facilitator or coach is, that I align with them, their teachings. I want to know more from them. I want to get closer and learn, like, you've done it. How have you done it? How have you been so successful? And then that could help me navigate to hit my next jump, right? My next quantum leap. How do I get out of my plateau? And so that's the first thing I choose. And then I look at the room that I'll be in. And by room, it's virtual room, right? So like, who's going to be in this group? And have they done it? Can they share with me? So I will say though, here's what I'll say. I'll tell you about the masterminds. I'm not happy I joined. The New York Times bestseller one, as much as I wanted to stretch myself, it is also a little bit too far out there that the people in the room aren't doing the same kind of business that I'm doing. So someone might be a lawyer, somebody owned like a real estate company. They're people with highly successful companies, but I actually can't go back to them because they don't understand my business. And I will say that's probably been the biggest disconnect for me when I go into a mastermind. The best one that I'm in is the ones with, actually it's both the mom one that I'm in and the, I called it digital marketing one, because we all have very similar online businesses. So when I'm doing something, I'm in a launch, an email doesn't go well, a podcast download thing happens, something happens, I can go to them and it's shorthand. They all know exactly what I'm talking about, whether it's the coach, the leader of that group, or the people in that group. And they've done it. There's different tactics and strategies that they're using that I can hear about and think about implementing. And then when I'm running into problems, I can bring it to them and they know what I'm talking about. The hardest one is where I'm in a group that the group isn't within my realm. So that's why I thought it, you know, when we started the Product Boss and it started with a mastermind back in 2017, it's because there weren't any rooms that were all product-based business owners that got it, right? That have done it and that got it. And that was like such a big part. And that's why all these years later, I'm still running masterminds because it is so crucial and important to be surrounded by people that are doing what we do, right? And that can celebrate our wins and then also understand when we suffer, understand like when there's roadblocks, understand when something happens with manufacturing or quality control or shipping or, you know, a customer service issue because something broke or technology that goes with Shopify, right? It's so much easier. So as you're thinking about all of this, right? As you're thinking about this, I want you to think. I want you to reflect. This whole thing's about reflecting. Am I stuck in this plateau or am I trying to leave it? And then I want you to think to yourself, what immediate actions can I take to start to get beyond this plateau, right? What can I do? What is it? Is it a marketing issue? Is it a product innovation issue? Is it a customer issue? I don't have new customers seeing it. Is there something up with your operations? Do you just not know the next step to take? You've been in this, you've been doing it a long time this way, you just don't know what is that next thing. And then I want you to take a moment, maybe when you're done with this episode, and I want you to sit quietly and I want you to visualize your success, right? You can close your eyes, take three kind of deep breaths, like maybe to the count of four in, pause, four out, pause. And I want you to start to visualize what you're working for, what you're working towards, what your current business is doing for you, right? It's helping you achieve in your life. Because that's how I started this, right? What are our outcomes that we want in our lives? Why are we reaching for these next milestones and goals in our business? Why are we looking to break this plateau? So take a moment and visualize what success would look like to you. And then visualize and think about what that impact would be if you broke through your current limitations. What could it look like? This happened for me, remember, when I said I didn't know. I was actually at an in-person. It was a three-day in-person mastermind. It was an in-person event. I went to this thing. It was 40 people there. And I listened to all these speakers and I learned all this stuff. And at the very end, it was like, what's your biggest takeaway? And from hearing about how the other 40 people in the room have grown their businesses in all different ways, but they were all online. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. Wow, that's interesting, right? That's actually where I met my life coach, side note. And then I was able to just visualize and say, I think we could make $1 million. But that came from a visualization I had done before that with someone who was more of like a manifestation teacher who had us sit there and really like root down and think about and like lift the lid off of our own limitations, right? I talk about the glass ceiling. So how do we like lift that lid, see the blue sky, and just think, what could it be? Do you know it could be anything you want? If you wanted to work 3 days a week, it could be 3 days a week. If you wanted to work 1 day a week, if you wanted to work 7 days a week, if you want to be the person who picks your kids up from school every day and drops them off, if you don't want to pick up your kids and you want someone else to do it, if you want a personal chef or you want more time to cook yourself, you want to go on vacation for 6 weeks a year, you want to just do a staycation or buy yourself a second home, it could literally be anything you want. You, person listening to this podcast, solo, one person, not all of you. Each of you are going to have your own long-term vision. And it's possible. We just have to start to visualize and imagine what success would look like. And then we just start to put our feet in front of the other and take one step at a time, have that North Star that we're pointing towards and figure out what actions do I need to take to start my journey towards that North Star. And you can do it. You can leave this plateau. You can make your quantum leap year. it's crucial and important that you are surrounded by a community of like-minded business owners. It's so important to see other people doing it their way and thinking, how can I do it as well? People who model for you, right? Like people who are like, this is how I've done it. Why don't you try this? It's so, so important. So make sure that you find the room to be in. Make sure that you find the coach, the expert, the facilitator to help point you in that direction, to give you the map, to help you with those steps there. You find the North Star, find the person to help you get there, and don't go at it alone. And if you're like, this is amazing, this is what I need, and you've crossed that six-figure mark, your six-figure multi-six, seven-figure multi-seven, I invite you to apply for the Product Boss Mastermind at theproductbossmastermind.com. I will drop that link in. And if you like this, would you mind sending me a message over on Instagram if you're loving it and tell me what plateau you think you need to break through to get to that next step? I'd love to know your North Star and celebrate along with you and root you on as well. All right, my friends, till next time.
Thank you for being here and listening all the way through the Product Boss Podcast. If you love our show and it has helped you in any way in your business, would you mind doing two things for us? Subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode and leave us a review. Reviews help other product entrepreneurs know that this is the place to be to grow their businesses and realize that they're not alone. And we know that you all know that a 5-star and honest review helps you sell more products to more people. So you know that your reviews help us reach more listeners around the world. Remember, what we give is what we receive, and we are all about helping each other in the Product Boss community. We are all in this together. We would be so appreciative of you if you could take the time right now to subscribe, leave a review, and even share this episode on social or someone you know so we can impact more lives. And remember, subscribing means that you will get notified each time we release a new episode so you never miss a thing. You have helped us grow and climb into the top 10 of all marketing podcasts, and together we can keep climbing. Thank you, friends. And remember, there is room at the top for all of us.